listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when God brought some special encouragement to the Apostle Paul. I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 18, verses 9, 10, and 11, where we read this. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one else will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Paul was in the city of Corinth, one of the major cities of the Roman Empire. Corinth was set at an important crossroads of trade and travel, and it was a city notorious for its hedonism and immorality. To this great and challenging city, Paul came humbly. Later, he wrote to the Corinthians in Corinth, and he reminded them of how he first came. This is what he said to the Christians in Corinth from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. He said this, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling." Paul felt this weakness so severely that Jesus came with some special encouragement. We read, "The Lord spoke to Paul in the night and told him, 'Do not be afraid.'" The implication was that Paul was afraid, fearing that in Corinth his work would be cut short either by some of the Jewish people that opposed him, that happened in a few previous cities, or by the highly charged worldliness around him. Paul was to put away fear, but he was also to boldly continue. Jesus told him to speak and do not keep silent. The solution to Paul's fear was to obey Jesus' command to not be afraid and to speak and not keep silent. That is, to keep getting the word of God out. Jesus didn't tell Paul that his opponents would try to stop him. No, that only that they would not be successful in trying to stop him. In other words, he said, "No one will attack you to hurt you." There was a basis for the command to keep preaching. Jesus promised Paul, "For I am with you." When we understand what this means and who says it to us, this is enough. If Jesus is for us, if he is with us, then what possibly can be against us? Now, Jesus spoke an additional word of encouragement to Paul. He said, "For I have many people in this city." This was a constant assurance to Paul, who must have often had doubts about the survival and the health of the Corinthian church. Because Paul received the encouragement Jesus gave, he continued there a year and 6 months. This seems to be longer than in most other cities where Paul founded a church. His work at Corinth is simply described as teaching the word of God among them. Friends, do you need some special encouragement? You can find it in what Jesus promised Paul and what Jesus promises all who love him and seek to serve him. You have the promise of Jesus' presence. You have the command to keep honoring Jesus and his message. You have the promise that you aren't the only believer in your community. So receive this special encouragement from Jesus and receive it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.